This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Good afternoon, Melbourne. You're on the Escape Hour. What a wonderful day it is here in Melbourne town. I can't believe that we are well into September. Spring is here.
Finally.
I've never felt so camp and gay in my entire life. I know. Thank you. I just feel festive. I feel like I'm part of the Melbourne town festivities. And, you know, it's just lovely to be alive. Yeah, it's good. My name's Russ Masterton. Across the deck from me, I've got the handsome, the effervescent,
exactly,
the man about town, Mr. Tad Lombardo.
Oh, we got that right today.
That's right. Can you believe it?
You've been practicing.
Yeah, you have been. No, that's good.
How's your week been, Tad?
It's been good. I just got back from Los Angeles.
You just
quick trip away. Yes.
Did you really?
Yeah. Quick trip away.
Oh, God, I can't keep up with you.
It was good.
Yeah, in the air and back home again before you know it.
3 days.
What was your highlight?
I had a low light. No, just kidding. No, it was all good. It was just a quick trip away. So,
yeah. Oh, good on you. I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Very just fancy indeed. Yeah, did you catch up with anybody while you were there? You didn't go to the Viper room or anything?
No. Okay. Just had a quick downtime, me time.
Very good.
You've got to do it.
On the other side of the panel, I've got the gorgeous, the effervescent. Well, we're both effervescent, aren't we?
Effervescent.
Ever, I can't say that.
Effervescent.
Effervescent. That's it, isn't it?
It's effer.
Effer, not ever.
That's it. Forevervescent, yeah.
Forevervescent.
I love it.
Oh, my God, we've made a new word.
The spunky, the...
We need a new show called The Forevervescent.
Oh, what a good show that would be.
That would be amazing.
This is Fiona Brooke, who's on the Forevervescent show. What are you wearing today, Fee?
Well, in celebration of our trip today to France, I am wearing a lovely item which I picked up in a market in Gay Paris, which is pretty exciting and very special to me. I always try to buy an item of clothing or some fabric which I will then have made into a frock when I get back, a frock or a pair of pants or something when I get back to Australia. Yep. And it's unique. Yep.
That's good.
Because, you know, when you travel into a lot of capital cities around the world now, they have the same shops. So it doesn't matter where you are, you get the same boring old shops.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, I think some of those big brand shops are kind of uninteresting. So you buy a piece of fabric or something that's vintage and then you've got something completely original.
And you frock up.
Well, you just wear it with a pair of jeans, which is sort of not very frocked up, but, you know.
But it's special.
You're original and you're special and it's a memory. And then when people ask you, of course, you get the bragging rights.
Of course you do. You know, I'll put this out there. Last time I was in New York, I was told when I went to H&M that I should be shopping in a more appropriate, age-appropriate store.
Who told you that?
My husband.
Oh. Well,
how dare he?
I just sort of thought, now, where do you want me?
For example, what would be more age-appropriate?
Oh, I don't know. I think he's thinking of...
Banana Republic.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, okay. Banana Republic or what's another elder gentleman store? You know, I think he wants me in chinos and a blue shirt or something.
Gap.
Okay.
Yeah, the Gap. Oh, God.
Oh, you know, maybe he means Brooks Brothers.
I don't know. I just, you know...
Yeah.
You know, I've gone of my days of H&M and Zara, apparently.
Mm. Oh, right.
Yeah. Where do you shop?
Nowhere specific. I do like different things from different places.
You look good in purple.
Thank you.
What about you, Fee? Are you, when you're in Paris, where do you shop?
I usually look for secondhand markets. When I was in Japan recently, I bought some great things in a secondhand market environment. I look for secondhand stores and little boutiques, little quirky little boutiques.
Vintage.
Some vintage, some new.
Yeah.
Just anything that's not from a mass market store, which looks like you can get it anywhere around the world.
Anyway, enough. We digress.
We need to
board our aircraft because we're heading to Paris.
Yes, we are.
And we've got a fabulous guest who's French and goddamn sexy, and we're looking forward to having him on air, aren't we, kids?
We are. Yippee. Yeah.
Who's our intro girl today?
Oh, that would be me. So we're welcoming to the studio Godchild Cherrier, who is no stranger to Joy.
No.
He's been on the show in the studio. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Australia.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's great to have you here.
I'm really happy to be here.
So you must, you've been to Australia so many times now, maybe four or five times. You must love it here.
Yes, exactly. Maybe more than this, in fact, because my first time in Australia, it was 12 years ago.
12 years ago?
Yeah.
Why did you come here 12 years ago?
For testing Australia.
Oh. Yeah.
It's my first time.
And your impressions, obviously. Did you come to, were you in Melbourne then, or did you go to another city?
Sydney, Melbourne and Adelaide.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
We won't ask you which one you like better, because we know that.
Yeah. Melbourne.
Don't ask me.
And I know that you like Melbourne so much that, you know, you would consider even moving here with you and your wife and your young family. You have one small child, is that correct?
Yes, two and a half years old. Ah. Yeah, I'm looking for to come here to live, and but I need to clarify many points before that in Paris, and because I have few shops over there, and after that I hope do that as quick as possible.
Wow, because you do have a number of bakeries and boulangeries. Well, they're all boulangeries, but in Australia we just might call it a bakery and a boulangerie because you don't want to get confused. But you have several in France, but also around the world.
Yeah, concentrate in Asian parts, in fact, in Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, soon in Thailand.
Oh, right.
And we're beginning in China too.
Really?
And at the beginning of next year, we will open in GCC countries, Arabia Saudi, Dubai.
Really?
And so we signed for five countries. And maybe for the Maldives.
You need to open a store there just so you can go on holidays there.
That's right.
That would be beautiful.
I hope have many troubles over there just because I need to be to have support.
Yes.
That's right. You've got to test that bread out every time.
You do in the Maldives. You need to go there before it's underwater as well.
Well, that's
global
true.
Warming, I know.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What is your favourite thing to see and do in Paris?
My favorite thing?
Yeah.
Rest.
Really?
Rest.
Yes. Just a rest, because when you have nothing to do, you can walk on the street and just see the... Paris is a really beautiful city, but by walk. Because by cars, it's traffic jam, it's noisy and so on.
Right.
But when I go to my shop, I just... take my motorbike and I cross a city around 5 a.m. and 5 a.m. is perfect because nobody, it's just night and you can see the beautiful lights on the beautiful monuments and so on. It's really, really good. Yeah, it's really nice.
Yes, the Parisians are not morning people by rule, as I have discovered looking for a cup of coffee at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go and see the sights. Now let's go and get coffee. And very hard to find someone who wants to serve you coffee. And you finally find somewhere and they kind of look at you like, what do you want?
Yeah, that's interesting. And you said that you're doing a lot of expansion into Asia. Why do you think a lot of the Asian, you know, cultures just love the French style of you know, patisserie and breads and things like that? Is it, you know,
they have a great open mind and they are really curious about taste, and they hit during all day long, from the morning to the evening,
right?
And they will buy always, and maybe they are able to come four times a day, five times a day is crazy, and you have a lot of traffic in the shop, and that for us, for when you make some bread and so on, it's really nice because you can propose many few items with a strange style sometimes, but they are really curious and they buy it, and And for me, to create for my creativity is really good.
Yeah, yeah. And it's obviously to the quality of your ingredients and the quality of the product and the technical skill of it as well. Do you find it difficult to maintain that high quality of the product, you know, having all different locations around the world? I mean, obviously you need a lot of very highly skilled people working with you to do that.
If I say no, it's not real.
Yeah.
It's not true. But yes, it's not easy. But you need to find good people around you and with good skills. But in general, if you have a good the right people, right person, it's a lot of work. But it's easier.
Yeah, and the training.
Yeah, with the training.
Really interesting with that Asian expansion. So do you have to adapt your recipes to suit the local cuisine and what their taste for food is?
Yeah. Mm. Always, you know, each country I try to adapt the taste, maybe sweetness, sourness. Yeah. I don't know if it's a good word, but sometimes more sour.
Yeah.
I should adapt baking because for many people doesn't like crispy, crunchy, too crunchy.
Right.
Doesn't like.
Right.
How can you not like crunchy?
A crunchy baguette.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes it's, when it's without crust, is some for many people is better, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got so many other elements too, because you know one of the big ingredients in baked goods is water, and the water changes everything. We all know the story about New York City bagels.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's all about the water.
It is.
So that must be something that you have to adjust each time you go to another country.
Yeah. You need to adapt with different raw materials. Sometimes water. Exactly. Yep. Butter, but for my croissant and for my baguette, I import my flour, French flour and French butter.
Right.
And in a few countries, it's too expensive. So I should find a solution and find good raw materials in closer than France.
Yeah.
Mm. What's your favorite country in Asia?
Good question. In Asia... I don't know. Exactly. I don't know. It's a really good question because I like few things in Japan. I like few things in Taiwan. Taiwan is really, it's really a nice place.
I've not been. Is it interesting?
Yeah, it's a really interesting place. Not too noisy.
Yeah.
It's the land and the ride is, it's really nice. You have a lot of tea plantation.
Mm-hmm.
It's less than an hour from Taipei.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really nice. Seoul is really nice because not so far, less than 1 hour, you have a mountain, you can skiing.
Yeah.
In each place, you can find something to enjoy, and it's really nice. But to live, for me, it's here in Melbourne, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I think a lot of our listeners would rather be living in Paris.
Okay, change.
Yeah, that's right. We'll just do it. We'll
organize an apartment swap.
It'd be great, wouldn't it? I love the idea of those apartment swaps. They're so good, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, listen, you're terribly young, good-looking and slim and all of the things that tick any gay man's box. You must have an incredible metabolism because you're a baker and you like sweet food. So how do you do it?
I eat a lot of bread.
Okay.
I said it's for my business, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's I try to be careful about food and because I just spent a week in a cure before, you know, just to and I try to make sports so fun and try to be careful about all food I take.
Yeah. Mm.
Not so too much drinking and not too, you know, because when you have official dinner often, travel a lot and so on, it's quite quite a mess. In
Everything good in moderation, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there is a thing. There is a phenomenon called the French paradox.
What's that?
Well, it's why French women are always and obviously it doesn't only take French women, but why French women always are so slender when they eat, you know, cheese and baked goods, and they seem to have a lot of things in their diet which we would normally avoid.
Right.
So, you know, it's a very interesting thing. No one really has an answer for
it. You must be French, are you, Fee?
No.
I thought it was the wine. The wine has something to do with it.
The wine.
The red wine.
They don't. They have a... Yeah, the red wine. That could be it. Resveratrol.
That's what I say.
That's what it's got. Yep.
Travel to France these days. Is Paris safe? Yeah, it is.
We
read so much about the European cities that are on high alert because of ISIS and terrorism.
And
Parisians, I could just imagine getting on with their everyday life as though nothing's ever different, which is what we're all told we should do. People should visit.
Yes, it's unfortunately sometimes you have some troubles.
But yeah.
Unfortunately, it's like this. I live in Paris. I go often in London, we can say to be at the bad place at the bad time. I went to Barcelona during an attack.
I wasn't
so far.
Right.
It's terrible, but. We do, all the policy, and so we have a lot of protection. The fear should not take place because we should live and continue and to be positive.
Yeah.
And just interesting, I haven't been to one of those big European cities recently. Do you notice a lot more police and army on the ground in the big European cities? Is that something where you notice that it's visual, it's out there, and people notice it?
Yeah, definitely. You have army everywhere, station, airport, the critical place in the street, museum, it should be really safe now.
Yeah.
They close some street, some streets with a big block.
And you see those here in Melbourne.
Yeah, they've
too.
Done it here.
On Federation Square.
Mm.
The big blocks.
Yeah, that's right.
Bollards, that's what they call them.
Even the Crown Market's just installed them, believe it or not.
Really?
For that reason, yeah.
Right.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Were you frightened when you were in Barcelona when the attack happened there?
Yeah, I was on holidays. Really not so far from here.
Mm.
And I have a baker not so far too. In the morning, it was on the street.
Right.
And that's life.
That's right.
It happens. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's part of life nowadays, unfortunately. It happened in London just yesterday, I think. Something happened there, which is unfortunate. But I think you're right. It's just one of those things where you don't stop from going somewhere. You just have to keep living life
and do
what you got to do, you know.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So, Gontran, are you originally from Paris, or were you born outside of Paris?
Yes, I born outside of Paris, on a Normandy city, and not so far from sea.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, and I go to Paris when I was 8 years old. Yes, and with my parents, of course, and they opened a shop and a bakery on the suburbs of Paris.
Right.
And I grew there, and after that, I learned my bakery side in Paris.
Mm. Mm-mm. I mean, tell me about Normandy. I mean, what is that area most famous for? I know it has a lot of beautiful old homes.
Yeah, Normandy. Yeah, it's quite better now because during a long year, many years, it's quite empty because many people go out and go to big cities just to find work, job, mm-hmm. and so on. Mm-hmm. And now it's really better. It's more family places, and it's really comfortable to life. It's very convenient to life, mm-hmm. and for life, and it's really nice. It's really, really nice. It's between wild and land and sea, and
yeah. mm-hmm.
I think it's a good place to, yeah, for holidays for mm. sure. Yeah, mm. you can.
Mm. Every time I go to Paris, I mean, I've only been a couple of times, but I always say to myself, I must get out of Paris and yeah. explore the French countryside. Yeah. I mean, it looks so beautiful. I'm a big fan of Agnès Varda, the mm-hmm. French documentary yeah. filmmaker, and mm-hmm. she has a beautiful film that was in MIF, the International Film Festival this mm-hmm. year, where they traveled around the countryside of France, and it just is so magical.
Yeah, if you can rent a car, mm. With 2 hours by drive, you can find a really nice place. And the south of France is really, really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
South of France, it's really interesting. You can... In July and August, it's quite really busy. But in June, in September, it's really, really nice. Mm. You can see, you can go to swim in the sea with nobody. It's
nice.
Really
wow.
yeah. yeah, it's really nice, and the weather is perfect. The sea, it's at perfect temperature. Mm.
Yeah,
it's really good.
And that's one of the things I love about France in general too, is that you can drive out of the main city of Paris and be in a totally different area, and the regions are very different.
Yeah.
And so, like, whenever I've gone, I've always obviously spent time in Paris, but spent a couple of weeks in some of the different regions just to get the feel of it. And it's an incredible way to see it, and not think that you're going to do it all once in yeah. one trip, because it's mm. impossible. But to go and just sort of enjoy the village lifestyle, and stay somewhere kind of remote, mm. and just live that kind of local lifestyle, it's yeah. quite special.
Yeah, you can feel totally other thing. In it's depend where you go.
Yeah,
and you have many places to discover some specialty, because like in a lot of countries, yeah. of course. But in France, you have cheese, wine. Yeah. It's easy to find it, and
yeah.
it's really good, and yeah. You can. Yeah, it's easy to discuss with someone and yeah. Just to discover some good tips.
Yep, definitely. And yeah. the butter and yeah. all those other yeah, ingredients yeah, in yeah. different regions yeah. is incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course the wine.
Yeah.
And the champagne.
Yeah. Why do you think wine and champagne? Yeah.
Why do you think French wine and champagne is so good?
Because it just is.
Yeah,
it
just is.
Yeah.
I mean, I was at a restaurant.
Have you done it? Have you tried a lot in your lifetime, guys? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, champagne in particular.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was out for lunch yesterday, and we had a beautiful, beautiful bottle of rosé from Provence, which yeah. was savoury and just beautiful texture yeah. and minerally and yeah. just amazing, that when I went to the pub for dinner, I was really saddened by what I had to drink when I got to the pub.
You have a really nice wine here too, huh?
We do.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
do.
But one thing I love about like French products, there's always a story, like a very long history about the product or the family that make it, or you know, there's always some story that's can be told, you know, especially with like the champagne houses and those sorts of the wines and things yeah. like that. There's such long history that goes back so much further than what we have here in Australia, which is to me fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, just the history of France is quite fascinating to me as well.
Yeah. It's really old country.
Yeah.
And the winemaker come from here, and the champagne come from France.
Yeah.
And maybe somewhere they make a sparkling wine yeah. before, but we don't know exactly.
Right. Yeah.
But in fact, it's a long story. 3 years old for a few brands.
Yeah.
And they love explain and make business on their own story, and that's really It's really interesting. When you not so far from Paris, you have many castles to visit, and around this castle, you have the French people like what would you love? We love heat, and heat. And heat. Yes. So, maybe it's quite a problem, but...
I'm off to Lyon in 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. What should I go and do? My partner's a control freak. He's probably got a list of things ready for us to do. But
well, have your own list.
Well, that's right. I'm going to have my old list, my own list. I've got a Frenchman in the studio today, and I want to know what would you see if you went to Lyon?
If you went to Lyon?
Yep.
If you went to Lyon, in Lyon, I have friends over there, and each time they bring me in a new places. And in Lyon, you can spend time just to visit. When do you go there?
October, the end of October.
Ah, okay, it's quite soon. It's quite too soon to skiing, but in Lyon, it's a really nice suburbs because it's all over Lyon. You have a really nice castle, wine castle, Burgundy, and so on.
Ah, great.
Yeah. It's you have a place to be. It's Saint-Amour. Mm-hmm. The city is Saint-Amour, and the hotel is Paradise Hotel.
Okay,
that's a really nice.
That's good. Okay,
the room is really perfect, and the food perfect, and the wine perfect. Yeah. So everything will be perfect.
Saint-Amour. I'm looking for a bit of perfection on this. Yeah.
Saint-Amour and Paradise Hotel. That's the right place.
Fantastic.
There's
all right, that's on the list.
Chocolate factories out of Lyon.
Yeah,
well.
I've got a bit of a sweet tooth, so I don't mind the odd chocolate, so that'll be good. So, so what? What pastry should I indulge myself in while I'm in France?
Are there regional specialties for pastries?
Yeah. The specialty from pastries? In France, you mean?
Well, in the different regions.
It's not really pastries, but it's often more bread or cheese.
Right.
Make a specific region. Mm. More than pastries, you have few, but not exactly for each region. It's really confidential, you know. But you can find easily some more bread or some more cheese. For each region. But if you go in Normandy, you have a brasier. It's a pastries with apple. If you go to the south, of course, you have la tropézienne from Saint-Tropez.
Yeah.
If you go to Lyon, you have les pralines. It's some sweets.
Yeah.
If you go to Montélimar, not so far from Orange. It's you have a nougat.
Yeah, that's right.
And candied fruits. If you go to Normandy again, you have it's a specialty with rice, and the name is Turgoule. It's really nice. It's baked for many hours.
So a rice pudding.
It's rice pudding, Turgoule. You know that with cinnamon?
Yeah. Cinnamon. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's really beautiful.
And also, Normandy isn't known for the beginnings of salted caramel.
Salted caramel. But well, it's Brittany, Brittany.
Brittany. Right,
yeah. Brittany, and in Brittany, you have a Far Breton. You can
There's
find many
for
things.
Everybody.
Never stop to eat. It's crazy.
That's right.
Yeah, I've been watching the series Versailles on ABC.
Love it.
Oh, it's a great series, isn't it? And there's a bit of everything goes in.
Yeah.
In old in French Versailles. History. I was a bit surprised by the things that I've seen.
Costume drama.
Well, more than a costume drama. There's a drama every 5 minutes. Yeah. Let me tell you, it's fabulous.
It is. It's good.
What did the French like to do for fun? And there's your answer. Sorry, it's getting a bit personal.
No. It's a good feeling. Yeah, it's a totally good feeling and open mind for sure.
Yeah, you do need that, don't
you?
Yeah.
And well, just to feel free to do what we want. In fact, you know,
freedom.
It's just to. Some people speak about many things, but I prefer life in a free way. You know, it's totally easier and for me comfortable. You know, definitely.
And are you glad you got into the industry that you're in with regards to baking and having these wonderful shops all over the world? Or did you dream that was where your life was going to be headed?
Yes. It's always like a quite dream. Huh? It's a great opportunity, and when you want to obtain something, you do what you can, and it's a pinch of chance, a pinch of talent, pinch of things.
And so you obviously would be doing a lot of traveling all over where you've got shops and things like that. Do you find yourself, I mean, obviously that's part of what you have to do, but do you find yourself wanting to, yearning for being back in the kitchen, you know, and using your hands and, you know, like probably earlier days, that's, you did a lot of that, more so than probably now, I'd imagine.
I do again a lot.
You still do it, yeah. So you're still very hands-on with that side of it, right? Yeah. And is it more the like research and development as you go into new markets?
Yes, as a R&D, research and development is my role, and. But now I it's a quality control too,
right,
a lot,
sure.
Learning too, and I spend a lot of time to receive a new chef, a foreigner chef, in my shop in Paris, to spend a month or 2 months with them, and just to check their skills.
Yep.
And after that, I hire a few chefs, baker chef, to do my job, because I can't go everywhere. But it's very, very interesting. In fact, I'm really happy, and I travel a lot, of course, and I'm not too often in Paris, but it's my way. It's my choice.
That's great.
Yeah.
For your bakeries in Melbourne, are there ingredients and things that you've added here that you may not have added in some of your other venues around the world?
I try to combine with many flavors and with inspiration come from Japan, Thailand. I try to find a good item, good product to make some new items to discover to my customer maybe sometimes new taste and more in France, because in France it's not a habit to have some special taste like a miso into the bread, like my rye and miso bread, or maybe lime leaf to make some infusion for cream to make eclair and something. It wasn't really popular in French bakery before. Now it's begin to be, but we have a lot of work.
Right.
Yes, because you have, not only miso in bread, but you have matcha and croissants.
Yes,
that's right.
And, you know, the ingredient mix, I don't want to use the dirty word fusion, but there is a lot of ingredients that are working with the traditional products, which may not work if you took those ideas back to Paris, or they might.
But I want to discover more local here in Melbourne, more local flavor or more local raw material. It's not easy to find. I try to have a look always, and I find some Australian miso, chickpea miso, come from farmer in not so far from here, and I use it to lemon myrtle leaf, but I want to know more about the local culture with a few farmers, yeah. And just to, because I want to use it, and I want, yeah, to know which taste it is used.
It is, yeah. Mm.
Can you imagine finger limes being used in pastries? That would be incredible.
There's so many.
You have to discover finger limes.
Yes, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And you've just opened another shop, is that right?
Today.
Oh, today. Congratulations.
I know. It's actually quite good that we managed to get Gontran away from the bakery because it's open today.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, it's nice. Merci. It's in Hawthorne, and it's really lovely place. Yeah, it's really nice place. It's not so far from the Lido cinema.
Nice part of town.
It's front of the Lido cinema. And it's really good, busy place. Station not so far. Many schools. Yeah, it's really good. Really good.
Exciting.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be there.
Yeah, great.
Do you think that you might look at opening a store in Sydney or another store in Melbourne? What's the plan?
Yeah.
We like restaurant gossip around here.
She shakes her head.
Tell us what you know.
The next step is it's a third shop in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Within 6 months, I think.
Right.
Yeah, it should be.
Great.
We looking for the place, but we have a few ideas.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think after the fourth shop in Melbourne, I think we will go to Sydney.
Yeah. Mm. And do you make the final decision on the locations of these different shops?
It is important, but we have a really good relationship with our business partner, local business partner.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's really good partnership. Mm. It's MRC. And Melbourne Racing Club.
Right, okay.
And they're very good people.
Oh, good.
Mm.
I think that Tad, you and Gontran should do a collaboration, a chocolate and pastry collaboration.
Ooh,
okay,
wouldn't that be wonderful?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that you have some incredible chocolate eclairs, but unless they have Tad's delicious chocolate in it.
Well, the chocolate I use is actually a French couverture, so...
We're setting up a little collaboration here.
Okay, next time, okay, masterclass together. Huh?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sensing some awards that we can all go to, you know?
That's right.
We can be present. I love a red carpet.
Stay tuned for ticket sales.
Yes.
And we'll let you know when it happens, the masterclass will be.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, tell me you don't sell Vegemite croissants in Paris.
I think in Paris it will be difficult.
Very diplomatic.
Do you make some Vegemite chocolate or something? No.
Well, no. Another big company, which starts with the letter C, which I won't name, tried it, and it was awful. But
my
educated opinion.
Americans don't like Vegemite, though.
Well, no. But, I think there's some things that Vegemite should just stay out of, you know?
I don't know if I should say I like it, but
you can say I like it.
I have to say I've grown to like it.
Yeah.
Initially, I couldn't stand it, but you have to start with very small doses.
Work
up.
When it's pretty on bread and pinch of butter, it's not bad.
Because it gets diluted.
No, it's a flavor like a fermentation, like a yeast or something.
Yeah, definitely.
And I have an idea to make some maybe croissant, but I don't know. But maybe some queen yaman or something. I think we can find a good balance.
Yeah, it would work well.
Yeah.
And people would love it here. I mean, that's the thing. You know.
It's still a fermentation taste.
Yeah.
You know, it's if I can good balance, I should find.
Yeah. That's good.
So in Paris, the Marais area, which is the gay and lesbian area, is that an exciting place to visit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. It's a really nice place.
Yeah.
It's a whole town.
Yes.
And not so far from the mairie de Paris. And definitely it's a really nice place. You have many shops, many good restaurants, many bars. It's a very busy place.
Is that part of the 5th arrondissement? I just wanted to see if I could get that right on air.
You know, it's around 1 Yeah, it's
Or is it the third? Arrondissement?
No. It's a fourth arrondissement.
Okay.
It's quatrième. It's between Bastille. And it's between Bastille and Republic Place, and it's a really huge place.
Yeah,
really huge place. But it's very old town. It's very nice. Very old town with a whole building. It's a really charm.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Now you French are very progressive. You've got same-sex marriage already, is that right?
Yeah.
Very good.
We're a little behind here in Australia.
Yeah, we're very behind here in Australia. Yeah. We're about to hopefully change that. Yeah. But so if I wanted to get married with my husband in Paris, would you cook a cake for me?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Of course.
Tick that off the list.
Let me know.
All right.
Yeah.
I've been subtly pushing, you know, Guillermo, my partner in that area of, you know, if you want it, you put a ring on it.
Well, yeah.
Well, we did our own little ceremony in here not that long
ago.
That's right.
It was a fake ceremony, but it was awfully fun.
It was.
Yeah. I married these two on air.
Where do the French like to go on their honeymoons?
In France? It's difficult to ask to a French guy to find a place to go to the honeymoon in France.
Where did you go?
Maybe Cook Island.
Very nice.
It seems to be really nice.
Rarotonga is beautiful.
Yeah,
absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, you must go to the Cook Islands. You'll love it.
Yeah, I saw some. TV show on it, and I think it's a really nice place.
It's spectacular. Yeah. They've got some great atolls there. It's a stunning place.
Or Bali. Maybe Bali.
Bali's nice too, yeah.
Yes, there's a lot of nice parts to Bali.
There are, yeah.
In fact, probably the next thing you should think about is opening a store in Seminyak. It's the thing to do.
Oh, yes.
Melbourne restaurateurs are all about opening in Bali. Seminyak is obviously one of the most popular places, but it's the next step, and then Jakarta. A lot of Australian restaurateurs are opening in Jakarta, and then of course China is where quite a few restaurateurs and venues are opening.
Yeah, okay,
expanding.
Lots to do.
Do you know any gay men in Paris that you could introduce Tad and I to?
Okay, come.
Okay. I'll be on the next plane.
Do you think there's anything that people overlook when they come to Paris? What do they perhaps not do that more visitors to Paris could do?
Visitor to Paris?
Yeah, like things that they, you know, everyone does the main activities, but some things that they may not discover.
Yeah.
What do you think?
In Paris, you have a good thing, really good thing. You have a company, I forget the name, Les Parapluies, I think, or something like that. It's organize a visiting of Paris with two horses car, you know, deux chevaux. It's a really famous French car, very old one. It's a convertible, but very, 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 very old. Huh? Very old.
Yeah.
It's quite, but it's really charm. You know, you can cross Paris without in convertible, and you can see everything, because lots of things in Paris you can see, but it's on the top of a building. Lot of things, very interesting thing to see on the top of a building, and that's a way to visit Paris. It's really nice. Yeah, and now you know all around along a river, it's only for the walking. Mm-hmm. And only for it's close to the car.
Yeah.
And you can go through Paris by walk.
Did they build the sand beach this summer?
Yeah.
On the river?
Yeah.
They do that every year, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
I took bike rides. They're called fat bike tours or fat tire tours or something. I took those around Paris. That was really, really super fun. A group of about eight people riding bikes. That was enjoyable. Not on the roads, but, you know, through the parks and, you know, that was highly enjoyable. And I think our guide was actually an Australian guy, funnily enough.
Oh, right.
Yep. And the other thing I really enjoy about being in Paris is when you are walking to the, the most beautiful tower that seems to just signify everything you love about Paris, how you can't find it until it's right in front of you.
Yeah, that's right.
I just love that part. You're walking around going, oh, and my God, bang. Where is it? Where is it? And pop, there it is.
It's beautiful.
But Paris, Paris is really nice, really, really nice city. And by night is crazy. Mm. By night with is really... It's the best moment to visit Paris by night.
I was visiting and a friend who lives in Belleville took us to some jazz clubs in Belleville. That was really fun.
Yeah.
That was a bit off the beaten track.
Yeah. You have some places not so far from Belleville on quite small mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a nice view on Paris.
Mm.
It's really nice. And it's... you have a small district with only small house.
Mm. Right.
And that's really beautiful. It's really beautiful.
There are all areas in Paris are beautiful. It's pretty fascinating from that point of view. I always love being there. It's such a great vibe, and it's there's so much to enjoy. There's so many things that appeal
markets.
To everybody. Yeah, the markets.
The markets that just pop up on weekends are so wonderful.
Yeah. It's beautiful during winter, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've never been there during winter.
Cold, but beautiful.
Yeah.
We were there for Christmas one year.
Yeah.
So I had a good time. So
During winter is it's really charming because early in the morning.
Yeah.
You have like a fog from the scene arrive, and if it's just at the beginning of a day, at the end of a night, it's it's
so
really
stunning.
Yeah.
Really, really nice.
Yeah. Now, do you prefer Moulin Rouge over the Lido or just out of curiosity?
Sorry.
It's a bit of a gay thing. We're all into show queens, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I could even bring you one of the women that sings at the Lido.
Could
because
you?
An Australian woman I know has lived in Paris for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She went over there to... originally, she was going to dance at the Lido, but when she got there, they said, no, your legs are not tall enough, because they were very prescriptive. And they said, can you sing? And she started singing, and now that's what she does. She sings at the Lido and has been doing so for about 15 years.
Wow.
And she's from Melbourne.
That's nice.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I'll bring her on when she comes to visit next.
Is it change the program 2 years ago? It's really nice place for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the spectacle is really nice, interesting, and you have good food, good dance, good show. Mm. It's really nice, and it's totally different than the Moulin Rouge.
Yeah,
Moulin Rouge. It's Moulin Rouge is it's a great story. About Moulin Rouge, it's really old, and it's just in at the bottom of Montmartre.
Mm. Yeah,
and I think it's very interesting to see both.
Yeah,
it's
very different.
Because
aren't they?
It's totally different. Yeah, it's a
different
Different experience. Yeah. It's a totally different vibes.
Yeah,
But it's very interesting.
Yeah.
That's wow.
Yeah.
I know, I just can't. I haven't been back for a couple of years, but it just makes me excited to go and visit and see all the art galleries and shop. It's always so lovely.
Yeah.
And eat.
And do all that, yeah.
All those beautiful
baguettes. I particularly love the south of France.
Yeah.
I gel there very easily.
You do?
In Saint-Tropez, yeah.
You're feeling a bit French when you get there?
Yeah, I love it.
When you think of Saint-Tropez, I just think of an immediate suntan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And even Caen. I loved Caen. Oh, that was interesting there. And the hills up behind.
Yes.
A lot of amazing medieval villages that you can go into and explore. And, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not so far from Caen or Nice. You can... Yeah. You have really nice small... village.
Yeah, yeah.
In a mountain, you have a night view on a on a sea.
Incredible.
It's really nice with a lot of citrus.
Yep.
A lot of fragrance.
Yeah, it's very Mediterranean.
Yeah,
feeling,
it's,
you know,
it's really romantic and it's really, really, really nice place. Again, it's during the summer, it's quite difficult to find good place, but just before it, just after is a perfect moment.
It's good.
It's really nice.
And I love the food too. Again, it's very kind of that Mediterranean feel, which is very different to the food in other parts of France. And it was just a great vibe. And like you say, you smell the air and it smells like the south of France.
It's
amazing.
It's really warm and it's really, what I like in France, and it's you can't find everywhere in other countries.
Yeah.
It depends, but in France we have le café, un café, just coffee.
Yep.
With a small terrace and just we can take just a coffee and croissant.
Yeah.
Just coffee and a petit ballon de vin rouge or something like that. You know, it's quite...
It's simple and straightforward, but it's very special.
And very easy and cheaper. Yeah. And it's really nice. And sometimes in different countries in Asia, you can find it. It's not a way. It's not the mine. Sometimes it's quite... it's miss me.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Here we can find it.
In
Melbourne,
definitely.
It's
available.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing.
Your accent drives me absolutely crazy. I can't imagine that there wouldn't be an Australian who wouldn't think that French accent of yours is sexy. Do you find the Australian accent sexy?
Come on.
So it's too many different accents, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of different accents. That's true. That's very true.
Could you say you're on the escape hour on Joy 94.9 in French for us?
You can escape and...
You are on the escape hour on Joy 94.9.
Say that in French?
Yeah, tout ça en français. Rejoignez-nous sur Joy FM and 94.4 FM.
Oh, just one more time, please.
Rejoignez-nous sur Joy FM, c'est 94.4 FM.
Come on our show every week?
Yeah.
Isn't that fantastic?
Well, when Gontran moves here, we can have him on as a co-host.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
That would be good. And he can ask all the tough questions.
That's right.
Yeah, the ones that we don't ask.
Exactly.
The tough questions. Or he could ask questions in French and then think of all the French listeners we could get.
That's right. We can capture them all.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we're very excited to have you on the show today and wish you all the best with your bakery. It just sounds like it's another tick on your list of fantastic things you've achieved in your life. So I hope Hawthorne goes really well for you, which would be great.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm waiting for you to make a cake in Paris.
There you go.
I'm taking you up on that offer. I couldn't think of anything more romantic. I'll be in touch. You know, we only want 3 tiers. It'll be very easy for you to make. And listen, when Fee goes to Paris next time, we want you to take her out for a good time, please.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. She doesn't ask for much, does she?
No. I just want to go to all the best restaurants.
All you've got to have is a couple of bottles of champagne and she'll do anything for you.
The Belzaria.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you to you.
And thanks for enjoying and bringing Melbourne all your beautiful breads and pastries and deliciousness.
Yeah. Hey, it's my pleasure.
It's great to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
Merci beaucoup.
Okay, well, that's another show for us.
And
what
a
pleasure it has been. I loved hearing all about France today. It was great, wasn't it?
It was amazing.
Yep.
Look forward to seeing you next week, Ted.
Absolutely.
And you too, Fee.
Indeed. Well, we have a mystery guest next week.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yes.
I love a mystery.
You won't know until they show up.
I just want more. that'll be good.
Which means that you won't be able to do any research.
No, that's right.
So it'll be totally spontaneous.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. If they, so long as they can talk French, they can stay as often as they like. Thank you.
Thanks Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.